This is Morning Edition on 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature on 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Dr. Husing's past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Over the past couple of weeks, and for the next few weeks, Dr. Husing is reviewing the performance of the Inland Empire's economy in 2017 in relation to the national and state economies last year, and other regions of the state as well. Dr. Husing's review of last year's economy is in preparation for his big State of the Region address and 2018 economic forecast. That's going to be before a crowd of hundreds of people at a luncheon at the Doubletree Hotel in Ontario on Thursday, March 29th. You can find out more information about that event at IEEP.com. That's the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's website, IEEP.com. The first thing that Dr. Husing does in reviewing the 2017 economy talking about the national and the state economy, which he did in the past few segments. Dr. Husing says, as he talks about the Inland Empire's economy, it has been roaring along just fine.
Looking at job growth last year, 2017, if we look just at 1 month, November, which is the latest data that I have at the moment, 46,600 jobs created in the Inland Empire November 2016 to November 2017. Okay. Apples to apples.
Wow.
Second place behind us in Southern California, L.A. L.A. at 36.9. So we actually created more jobs than the monster next door.
Huh.
Then you think of the other big monster economy in Southern California, Orange County, only 13.9. We're 46.6, they're 13.9.
Huh.
We're four times the job creation in Orange County, November versus November. So we're doing pretty well in terms of job growth. When we look at our unemployment rate back during the Great Recession, this is the traditional definition, willing to work, able to work, looking for a job, not finding one.
Okay.
The nation peaked at 10. We peaked just under 15.
So we're way above
the country.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right at the moment, in an unadjusted basis, that is where month to month don't compare, but if we look at the U.S. in November and us in November, the U.S. was at 3.9. We were at 4.1. So the difference between them is almost collapsed. We're almost at the national level now, which is really good news.
Yeah, that was a roaring recovery in the Inland Empire.
So we're now down to the point where our two major issues still sit in front of us. One is poverty. For children in the Inland Empire, 23.5% of our children live in poverty. That, by the way, is down from 25 in 2015. In 2016, it was from 25 down to 23.5, so it's improved.
Good.
The share of all people that are in poverty, 16.4. Those numbers are relatively the same. They're within one-tenth of L.A. County.
Okay.
Higher than us is the Central Valley. Lower than us is every other region of California.
Okay.
The other thing is our education challenge, where 46.3% of our adults do not have anything beyond high school. They're high school or less.
Okay.
Whereas 29.2% are AA and above. Now, those numbers are significantly worse than every other area of California but the Central Valley.
Okay.
And it really conditions the kinds of companies that we can compete for. When people say, oh, we don't want logistics, we don't want manufacturing, we don't want any more construction, what they're basically saying is you don't want the Inland Empire economy at all. The problem is with those educational numbers, you don't have any choice, but if you're going to have job creation, it has to be job creation for the kind of people who live here.
So can I just deduce from what you're saying that if you want a better physical environment in the Inland Empire, you would first maybe improving education in the Inland Empire?
But the problem with that is those are generational issues.
Yeah.
You don't fix education tomorrow. Now, I'll have one positive to say thing about that a little later when we're dealing with some of the specific sectors.
Okay, good.
Now, that's sort of the metrics of the Inland Empire. They're pretty darn good on job creation. The median pay for all workers in the Inland Empire is right at $40,000, which is not bad. So over that, that's about the same as San Antonio in Texas. It's about the same in Las Vegas. It's way lower than, say, Seattle or L.A. or Orange County, San Diego. They're all paying higher than we are on, yeah, at the median. But again, it's that education difference that tends to structure those.
More next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. And you can find out more about Dr. Husing's annual State of the Region and 2018 Economic Forecast Thursday, March 29th. It's a luncheon at the Ontario Doubletree Inn. Find out more at IEEP.com, the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's website, IEEP.com.